This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook. I'm Riley Smith. Japanese importers are getting an inside look at U.S. beef production. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Farmers, are you making six-figure decisions without knowing where your farm really stands? Stop flying blind and start using Ambrook. With Ambrook, you can just walk into bank meetings with confidence, always know your enterprise profitability, and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and U.S.-based support. No more spreadsheets or shoeboxes, just clarity and control. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today, and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
A team of buyers from major Japanese beef importers recently visited U.S. Meat Export Federation headquarters in Denver to learn about U.S. beef production practices. After that visit, the team also got an in-depth view of the full beef supply chain at work in Idaho and Kansas. Jay Tyler, Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs for AgriBeef and USMEF's current chair-elect, hosted the team for a tour of the True West Beef Processing Facility in Jerome, Idaho.
We had about a dozen buyers that represented four of the major beef importing companies in Japan come to visit us here in Idaho. We had the great opportunity to show them all the steps in the beef supply chain, starting with ranching, going to a ranch operation, and then a feed yard, AgriBeef's feed yard out in Parma, Idaho. And then we took them to the producer-owned plant, True West Beef, in Jerome, Idaho, and showed them that. So they really got to see a good overview of all the steps in our U.S. beef supply chain and see the focus that we put on quality. The buyers were able to see one of the newest plants in the United States. This True West Beef plant in Jerome, Idaho, opened in June of 2023. So it's a good example of a new facility, and it's a plant that is also partially owned by producers here in the Northwest. That's a little bit different for the Japanese to see a model that's a little bit different than all the other plants in the United States.
Funding support for the team's activities was provided by the Beef Checkoff Program, the Idaho Beef Council, Washington State Beef Commission, and USDA's Agricultural Promotion Program. For more information, head on over to the U.S. Meat Export Federation website at usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.